This is JIS News. Coming up, government focused on propelling economic growth. Cavaliers all-age school students get tablet computers, and electricity sector enterprise team says Jamaicans should see major reductions in electricity costs in another 4 years. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. There's GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica has indicated that over the next fiscal year, there is significant potential for growth beyond that projected under the government's extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. According to the country's chief planning agency, while the GDP growth target is 1.5% to 2%, there is prospect for up to 3% growth for 2015-16. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the projection is based on identified projects in sectors such as tourism and energy.
The PIOJ also identified a series of projects beyond those for the next fiscal year in areas of integrated resort development, port and infrastructure, ICT, which along with anticipated developments in relation to the medium and small enterprise sector and the provisions for additional venture capital funds being established would see even greater potential in the subsequent fiscal year 2016-17.
Minister Phillips was speaking at a post-cabinet retreat press briefing Wednesday. Cabinet met September 15 to 16 to discuss, among other things, the government's growth strategy and the budget calendar for the upcoming fiscal year. In the meantime, a cabinet subcommittee has been mandated to identify and remove impediments to growth projects, as well as identify measures to raise economic growth levels across all sectors of the economy. A technical subcommittee will also be formed to support the efforts of the cabinet subcommittee.
Steps are already underway to secure appropriate staffing and to have a technical subcommittee paralleling the work of the ministerial subcommittee.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. The establishment of the cabinet subcommittee follows the identification of areas of investment and expansion which could propel the country's targeted GDP growth of 1.5% to 3%. The Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, is reporting that by 2018, electricity costs should go down by as much as 30%. ESET Chairman Dr. Vin Lawrence says several entities have presented proposals to the Enterprise Team to build and operate new power generation and feedstock facilities, supplying electricity to the national grid. The entities include the Jamaica Public Service, Jamalco, and Allpart. Dr. Lawrence says with the injection of several new baseload generating plants from these entities, a reduction could be possible on a phased basis as early as 2016.
Beginning with Bogue next year, and it will increase gradually up to in excess of 30%. But by 2018, we're sure it should be in excess of 30% reduction. It will significantly improve the voltage stability and grid security, and we certainly will have significantly lower technical losses.
Dr. Lawrence was giving an update on the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team at the Office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. And approximately 100 pupils of Cavaliers All-Age School in West Rural St. Andrew will become the second set of pupils to receive computers under the pilot of the government's Tablets in Schools initiative. The initiative is jointly implemented by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, and the Ministry of Education. Delivery of the tablets started at Cavaliers All-Age on Wednesday. Representatives of MSTEM, headed by Portfolio Minister Philip Paulwell, its agency eLearning Jamaica, which is executing the project, and one of the firms providing tablets under the pilot Geotech Vision, were at the school for the delivery of the computers. A similar exercise was conducted at Salt Savannah Primary and Infant School Clarendon last week. Tablet computers were issued to the staff of Cavaliers All Age in July to facilitate their training in the use of the devices, thus enabling them to be incorporated in instructional delivery to the students. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.